Well, here we are again in Jordan Downs. We've come together today to keep the promises made to the Jordan Downs community. 1 year ago, we were here to unveil the Jordan Downs Public Safety Initiative, a plan to provide increased security, social services, and crime prevention to the residents of Jordan Downs. This initiative was designed to ensure cooperation between law enforcement, social service providers, local schools, and residents. We pledged to bring vital services directly to residents. We promised to increase police monitoring services and to decrease crime and gang activity in and around Jordan Downs. We made a commitment to the parents of Jordan Downs that their children would be able to walk to school safely. Today, we're keeping those promises. I'm proud to join with Chief Bratton, members of the Los Angeles City Council, Acting United States Attorney George Cardona, and Motorola to announce the continuation of these efforts titled Safe Passages. We're installing 7 brand new security cameras to monitor criminal activity here and to offer law enforcement the tools to track down and prosecute offenders more effectively. But this is not just about prosecution. It's also about prevention. These cameras are one of the most effective crime deterrents we have in our arsenal. In fact, in the 2 months since cameras have been installed, crime has dropped more than 30% in this community, and the cameras have not even been operational until today. This program is about preventing crimes before they are committed, about holding those who hurt this community accountable for their actions. And soon, the city and the LAPD will complete installation of 10 additional cameras along 103rd Street to protect local children as they make their way to and from school. Because no child should ever fear for their safety on their way to or from school. Not in Sherman Oaks, not in Westwood, not in Boyle Heights, and not here in Watts. In addition to these public safety benefits, Camera Systems Wireless Network will provide free internet access to the entire Jordan Downs, helping to connect the community and provide the tools necessary for success in a modern economy. I want to thank Motorola for the generous contribution that made this project a reality. Our police chief, Bill Bratton, and the men and women of the LAPD for working tirelessly to make this community safer. City Council President Eric Garcetti, Councilwoman Janice Hahn, City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo for their leadership. We've entered a new era of law enforcement in this city. It's an era that focuses on cooperation, coordination, and accountability. Too long, this community has been plagued by gang violence. For too long, the residents of Jordan Downs have been denied access to the assistance and protection that they deserve. But I want to mention something else, because we talked about prevention and social services as well. Last year I was here, and if you remember, I walked up to a group of young men to talk to them about issues important here. And they said to me, "Mr. Mayor, cameras are nice, but we want jobs." And so I felt like he had something, the young man who spoke to me just right over there at the house there on the corner, I thought what he had to say was relevant and important. And I think we all need to acknowledge that. And I'm here today to tell you that this year, last year, we provided 7,500 summer youth jobs. This year our goal is to provide 10,000 summer youth jobs. We're saying to young people here in Watts, Jordan Downs, we also had a day of service that I want to remind people. Brought 6,000 people from all over the city here to Watts to engage in service, to clean out graffiti, to plant trees. And we did something more, because I believe that it's important to keep commitments and promises. So we opened up a WorkSource Center right here, the first here in Watts, a WorkSource Center with some 18 or so computers at the site, an opportunity to give people access to technology, access to jobs that are available. And we're going to do more, because we must do more. We recognize, every one of us, that it's not just about law enforcement. It's not just about even prevention and intervention. It's about schools. It's about jobs. But it is, without question, also about the protecting the public safety of people in this community. And I stand today proud of this effort and acknowledging that there's still so much more to do. Quiero decir en español, nos hemos reunido hoy para cumplir las promesas a la comunidad de Jordan Downs, a las familias de Jordan Downs. Hace un año revelamos la iniciativa de seguridad de Jordan Downs, un plan para los residentes de Jordan Downs dedicada a aumentar la seguridad, servicios sociales y la prevención del crimen. Me da mucho gusto reunirme con el jefe de policía Bratton, miembros del Consejo Municipal de Los Ángeles, representantes de la oficina de la Secretaria de Justicia y Motorola, para anunciar la continuación de estos esfuerzos nombrados Pasaje Seguro. Estamos instalando 7 nuevas cámaras de seguridad para vigilar la actividad criminal y ofrecerles a las agencias policíacas la herramienta para encontrar y procesar más eficientemente a los violadores. Y pronto, la ciudad y el departamento de policía completará la instalación de 10 cámaras adicionales. Quiero decir también que sabemos que tenemos que crear trabajos y estamos anunciando que vamos a auspiciar más de 10,000 trabajos del verano para la juventud. Hemos instalado aquí en este centro un centro de computadoras para que la gente tiene acceso a trabajos, porque sabemos que la seguridad pública no nomás habla de la policía, también habla de trabajos, de la educación y de los servicios. And with that, I'm very, you know, yesterday I said a few things about the chief that I know he still remembers. Maybe I wasn't nice, but it was a roast, and so I had a lot of fun roasting him. But at the end, I said what I say everywhere I go. We're very lucky to have a leader like Bill Bratton. Bill Bratton is a progressive law enforcement official, make no mistake about it. He understands that we have to reform this department, that we have to be more community friendly, that we have to work to get the trust of our community, that it's not just about law enforcement, it's also about services and jobs and education. He has been an absolute partner in this effort to provide the technology we need, the safety that we need for our kids. Chief William Bratton.
Thank you, sir. A few brief acknowledgments and then a few brief remarks. Certainly the foremost acknowledgment to the mayor, a man who not only makes promises but actually keeps them. Keeps them in the sense that a year ago a promise was made here on this spot that we would move forward with this collaborative, almost $2 million effort to continue trying to improve public safety in this development and the 3,000 some odd people who live here. And we're back a year later, camera systems up and running, work to come. We now have the basic systems, so we can put a lot more cameras on that system. We have a prototype police car that within several years, that will be the basic police car in this area. The department's prototype smart car, license plate scanning equipment, mobile digital camera systems, mobile digital computers, facial recognition scanning devices, truly a 21st century vehicle for a 21st century police department. Acknowledgements must also go to Chief Charlie Beck, who several years ago in Rampart began moving the department for the first time into that 21st century with the acquisition of privately donated cameras that began the transformation of that crown jewel of the city's park system. And taking those ideas and some of his people here to his new command in South Bureau, he worked with the leadership team here to prioritize the Jordan Downs, which was unfortunately, historically, one of the most dangerous areas in the city, that what he did with MacArthur Park, he could also do here, where so many people lived and lived in fear. A thank you also to the Police Foundation, the Los Angeles Police Foundation, for their facilitation of the funding that came through the Department of Justice, who are represented here today by George Cadona from the U.S. Attorney's Office, and certainly Motorola, and the in excess of $1 million of equipment, supplies, and money that they provided to this project. As the mayor said, a true partnership. To the city attorney and the city council, particularly the council members focused on this area, Janice Hahn, city council president, their focus on public safety, working so closely with us, very creative and innovative city attorney. The mayor has referenced how we are truly working together in unprecedented ways. But also a special thank you to the community. The community that for so long did not trust this police department, that when police officers approached, they ran, that when police officers approached, they approached with apprehension. If we make this area safer, then we can truly have a coming together for the first time of this community and its police department. And to that end, Captain Jacobs, the commanding officer here, the last number of months has been doing an absolutely outstanding job. Where is that captain? Hiding in the background, as he usually does. If I may relate a brief story, several months ago we had a very tragic incident in which a young man, the son of Sister Soldier, took his own life after a shot pursuit by sheriff's deputies. A very tense morning, but because of relationships that Captain Jacobs had built up with so many in the community, his presence alone helped to really take that morning and turn it from a morning of despair, desperation, and tension into one of coming together to share with the family grief that the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, could also share and be seen as sincere in that grief. His office is working with this community. Last year, between the year 2005 and 2006, violent crime in this area, Part 1 crime, went down by over 40%. 40% in Jordan Downs. So far this year, crime in this area is down another 32%. So far this year. And for a remarkable three-week period of time, in the whole of Watts, and Watts is a big place, for 3 weeks, there was not a single shooting with a victim. Unheard of in this area. Okay. This technology can only help to enhance that reputation. So thanks to the Motorola, certainly Mr. Mayor, thank you to you and your council colleague, city attorney, for the continuous commitment to giving us the tools to work with. You give it to us, we'll use it. And when we make this area safe, we can then truly have a relationship between the LAPD and the community that we want, that they want, and that we both so desperately need. Thank you.